Bombing in Lebanon threatens SAT-7 operations. International aid is stymied by fierce Middle Eastern fighting. Christians are responding, though. And Promise Keepers recognizes a business leader's example. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Israel's continued bombardment of Lebanon has punched holes in roads across the country, turning a drive into a risky, torturous ride. On top of that, the military action has severed many of the main travel arteries around Beirut. SAT-7's Debbie Brink says they had to make a tough call.
We had to close our studio and cancel a couple of programs that were being produced because it's just impossible for people to even get to the studio right now. Roads are very difficult to pass, and bridges have been bombed out, and they're scared. The bombs are coming into the Christian area in the outside areas of Beirut, which has really shocked everybody, and so we had to close. We're hoping it won't be for very long, but it's hard to know how long.
Brink says ministry won't stop.
We just need to continue to pray that this will come to a conclusion, one that's a positive conclusion for all parties, as positive as that can be. Pray, too, that people would be drawn to seek the Lord through this whole process, because people are so discouraged, and they're seeing Christians really reaching out, and I think that's probably speaking very loudly to a lot of people.
Meanwhile, due to the Middle East conflict, there are more than a million displaced people. Some of those Lebanese refugees were put on flights to Australia with a stop in the United Arab Emirates to refuel and receive medical care. That's where Cure International stepped in, says Cure's David Printy.
We had some people, honestly, that were so fearful on the flights that we really shouldn't have continued on, but we couldn't get them off the flight. They thought they may be taken to a prison, or they didn't know what. It was just incredibly.
As evacuation flights continue, Cure's medical staff will also continue meeting the physical needs and helping to bring spiritual healing to those they're attending.
A challenging situation, and I was so pleased that our staff that has the love of Christ in them was able to move about the plane and care for people in a calm and caring manner.
Pray for peace and an end to the fighting. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Middle East crisis has generated a fast-growing humanitarian problem for hundreds of thousands of Lebanese. Aid is slow in reaching those trapped by the war. Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA's Tim Burns, says they're working with a missionary partner in Lebanon to provide bags of blessings to the refugees.
It's enough materials to sustain a family of five for about a week, and that includes beans and rice, pasta, meat, cheese, soap, matches, aspirin, that sort of thing. And it's a way just to let them know that people care, and it's a way to introduce the gospel to these folks as well.
Burns says their team is encouraged in spite of the grim situation.
We always see the Lord work through tragedies to bring people to himself, and 90% of these refugees are non-Christians from areas that these missionaries cannot go to. And so now, because of the war, these people are coming to the missionaries. So as long as the door is open, we're going to try to keep providing these bags of blessings.
Elsewhere, even rain and storms are used for God's purposes. That's what the Brazil team with Teen Missions International learned when a storm prevented them from serving in one village just last week. But God had something better in mind in the larger town of Salvaterra. Team members put on children's programs there and showed the Jesus film. Hundreds of children and adults had a chance to hear about Christ, and 13 adults and over 50 children prayed to receive him. So continue to pray for those new believers as they grow in their faith. And Promise Keepers President Tom Fortson recently presented the first Transformation Award to S. Truett Cathy, the Chick-fil-A restaurant founder. It was part of last week's Unleashed Men's Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. The award set the tone for the conference, recognizing Cathy for his dedication to transforming community and the lives of the next generation. Promise Keepers works to unite men in affecting change as they become passionate followers of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, Classical Guitar Music, that'll take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. It's music that'll provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.